Hi, I'm Jonathan Wang, a program manager on the Windows Store team. Today I'll be introducing you to the Windows Store user experience. So in order to launch the store, you just tap the store tile on the start screen. We built Windows 8 around the notion that content should be primary, and so you'll see the store has minimal Chrome. Instead, we bring apps to the forefront, and their brand and personality catch the user's interest. We want your apps to be the focus of our store, and the app's branding will be a big part of that. And on the landing page, we want to continually feature new and exciting content that changes frequently so that customers can come to expect that there's always more to explore within the store. And we designed the homepage to integrate our featured content seamlessly with our navigation structure. So it's super easy to navigate the store. You just pan, and you're able to see apps in each of the categories with editorial content. To get a feel for our categories, you can use the pinch gesture to zoom out and see the breadth of the categories. We call this gesture semantic zoom because it allows you to zoom in or out to see more or less detail about what's on the page. You can use tap to jump to a particular category. If you know what app you're looking for, you can just tap the search charm and type it in. The app listing page is the place where customers can learn everything they need to know about the app, and developers can tell the story of why their app is something customers will want. To ensure that the app's personality shines through, the app listing page uses the visual elements from the app package to apply the app's brand color and logo. In addition to the description and features, you'll also be able to use the average user rating and user-submitted reviews to judge the quality of the app and whether or not the app meets your needs. You can flip through screenshots using the flip view control, and they're given extremely prominent placement because for many people, it's the visuals that best tell the story of the app. And when you're ready to get the app, just tap the install button. Once the app is done installing, you get a notification, and you can easily tap it to launch it if you're interested, or you can shop for many more apps. So I've just shown you a sneak peek of the Windows Store user experience. It will be available to you at the Windows 8 beta, and I really hope you'll enjoy using it.